Kate Strassman.
Hi, I'm Jesse Swenson.
And you're listening to On Broadway.
Hey everybody, back with week two of On Broadway. I hope you enjoyed the last episode with Ken Davenport. We have a real special episode this week. It's an interview with Jesse Swenson. Jesse is currently a swing in Spring Awakening, and you can also see him this week on Gossip Girl on the CW 11, Mondays at 8. So definitely give him a look there. In some news, Andrew Lloyd Webber will be on American Idol on Tuesday, April 22nd. He'll be the guest mentor for the Idols, and he will also be performing, and the Idols are going to be performing at the Phantom Las Vegas Spectacular set, so definitely check that out. And also, Andrew Lloyd Webber is currently in the works of creating, I guess you could say, the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera, so definitely keep your eyes open for that. On the off-Broadway side of the spectrum, we have Sage. It is playing off-Broadway from May 9th till June 22nd. It's a very strictly limited engagement, but it holds one of my favorite Broadway actors, Aaron Tveit. He was Lincoln Hairspray for a while. So definitely get on over there and see it. It's playing at the Playwrights Horizon. It is a new musical, so it should be really fun. You never know. Some of the best Broadway shows started off as off-Broadway shows. Look at Rent, Spring Awakening. They both started off-Broadway. You never know if it's going to be the next big show. Based on the movie Save that had Mandy Moore and Macaulay Culkin in it. So definitely get over there. If you want to go see it for a $5 discount, tickets are usually $70, but you can get them for $65 if you head over to BroadwayBox.com. Also, recently, it was announced that In the Heights, the cast, is recording the album. They recorded it on March 23rd and 24th. And if you haven't heard about In the Heights, it's been a real hit. I think it's going to sweep at the Tonys. And I am going to be first one to deem it the new Rent. I really do think so. It sounds like it's going to be a real hit, and it's going to be on Broadway for a while. So definitely head over and check that out. And now, our newest interview with Jesse Swenson. He is a great guy. He is on iTunes currently with his band Bubblegum Squeak. Go over there, check out some of their songs. They're really fun. Warning, there is a bit of language in the interview just because of the content of the show Jesse is in, Spring Awakening. If you don't know, Spring Awakening is a little bit more of a mature show, so when we discuss it, the language is used because song titles, you need to refer to them as their titles, and just to preface. And without further ado, here's the interview. Enjoy!
So Jesse, to start things off, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am Caucasian, of Swedish descent, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., actually right outside in Maryland, Central Park, and I went to college for theater at Boston Conservatory for 3 years, and then I went on an open call for Spring Awakening, and that's what I've been doing regularly since.
Around Washington, what was that like?
I don't have much of a basis for comparison, but it was good. I liked it. I really liked where I went to high school. There's lots of stuff going on. It's like, I grew up in a very progressive town, so it was good. It was a good time.
So how did you get into theater?
Well, I always knew that I wanted to do something involving, like, some kind of art. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a cartoonist for, like, the longest time. And then I wanted to be a filmmaker. Like, I made, like, a bunch of, like, awesome, I mean, I think they're awesome films as a kid. And then I was in freshman year of high school, and my sister had been involved with doing, like, plays and musicals, and she suggested that I try out for one, and I did. It was like an awful musical review where I played Jean Valjean.
Oh, wow.
Les Mis. Yeah,
cool.
I have a tape of it. It's really bad. But yeah, and then after that, like, I just did, like, as many, like, high school shows as I could get my hands on. I really liked it, and I thought I would try to go to college for it and try to, you know, make some kind of career out of acting, so.
Oh, wow, okay. So before, like, you decided to get into theater, were you interested in, like, doing anything else, like outside of, it was always art?
Well, it was always, like, something, I mean, like, I like to think I'm a pretty well-rounded person. Yeah, like I said, like, I've been always into, like, visual art and film and music. I play guitar. I sing in a band. But yeah, it was cool when I discovered, like, theater, because it was a really, like, I wasn't doing much else, like, outside of, like, school, and I was sort of, like, I was glad to find that, because it was a productive use of my time, and at least I hope it was productive, and that's
obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you weren't doing theater, like, right now, what would you be doing?
I would be at college still. Oh, if I wasn't doing theater at all?
Well, like, both. You can answer both.
Okay, well, if I wasn't in this, if I hadn't gotten this show, I would probably be finishing my senior year. And then if I weren't doing theater, I have no idea. It's just, like, it's so weird how, like, you make a decision at one point and it just, like, completely, like, changes, like, the course of your life. Like, I mean, I'm sure I would have found something else I was interested in, but...
So what do you like most about being an actor?
I don't know, man. It's a lot of stuff. I love the idea that, like, you get to, like, live a bunch of different lives. Like, I like to do a lot of stuff, and, like, it's cool that I'm, like, in a position where I get to, like, be a bunch of different people and, like, see what it would be like to, like, do this, or, like, I don't know. That fascinates me. I love people. I love, like, I just find it, like, all so interesting. Yeah, that's what I like about acting.
Okay, that's really cool. If you could be in any show from the past, what show would it be?
Wow. That's a tough one. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but, like, I feel really fortunate to be involved in this one. I think it's just, particularly for something that would be classified as a musical, I think it's really an interesting step for that, I guess. I don't want to use the word genre, because I hate that word, but, or whatever. It's just, like, it's a really unique production.
Okay.
I don't know, there's a lot, so I don't know.
Okay. So how did you get cast for Spring Awakening?
Well, I was at school being a college kid, and I remember I had... There was a lot of buzz about this show about a year and a couple months ago, and it had reached my school because it was a theater school, and people were, you know, people always hear about that kind of stuff. And I remember I'd seen, like, the music video on the website, heard the soundtrack, and it was all really cool. And then a friend of mine told me that there were going to be open calls for it in Boston, and then it was, like, later, like, posted up all around the school. So actually, like, I would say, like, 60% of the theater program, like, went out for this audition.
Wow.
And I went out with a bunch of friends. Got there really early because I had I was in a play that day, and I was actually getting really sick. But I thought, like, this is something I should really go out for, just because it, you know, it's like, it's the kind of, like, singing that comes more easily to me. But yeah, and, like, other people had said that, who had seen the show, had said that I could probably do it. I mean, not that anything would be guaranteed, but so I went on, like, not expecting much, and got called back the next day. But that was, like, I guess, I mean, a lot of people did, and so, and I had, like, no time to prepare the stuff. I thought I, like, totally blew it. Like, my voice was really off because I was sick, but they called me in over the summer out of the blue because they were losing Robbie, who's going back to school, and I had conversation with the casting director, and then came back the next day to do it for the director, the producers, and the music director, and then later that day, they basically called me up and said, we should probably think about moving to New York, because we want to offer you it, but we can't, like, officially yet, because something involving, like, the person leaving, like, hadn't, like, officially given his 4 weeks notice, but they knew that he was going to leave, so went on like this for a couple weeks, and I was, like, on the edge of my seat, because, you know, I had to decide whether I was going to go back to school, and, like, all these, you know, like, I had an apartment in Boston I had to deal with, and so, but it all worked out. Sorry, that was long.
No, it's okay. All the answers are good. What's your favorite role to play in Spring Awakening? Because you don't play the same one, so what's your favorite?
I think overall, I just think the journey of Melchior is so incredible. Like, there are just so few parts that, it's just like, I just love it. So I would say that would be my favorite. Not for any, like, particular reason, but I just, like, I think that his character is so interesting. And, you know, like, definitely a lot of depth there. I really do. Like, I genuinely love playing all the characters that I cover. They're all, like, incredibly unique and... So, I don't know.
What's your most memorable moment from doing the show?
I don't know. I tend to remember the things that, like, I messed up. But, no, like, I mean, I would say, like, when I first went on for Melchior, that was, like, just a really strange moment, because I was, like, you know, in John Groff's dressing room, and all of a sudden I was like, holy, I don't know what they want me to. Well, I was going to say, holy shit, I am playing the lead in a Broadway show. Like, I never expected that that would happen, and it was just really cool. So that was very moving. And it's all downhill from there, I'm sure.
No. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened during the show?
I'm trying to think. This wasn't embarrassing because, I mean, I don't really care. Like, my castmates are all really cool, and I don't, like, I'm sure they won't judge me, but one time when I was on, I pulled down my pants too far, and, like, they got a full shot of the back of my nuts, and they all went out, when I was on this Melchior, and so we all went on stage, and they were, like, teasing me. But that wasn't, I mean, like, I don't, like, take pride in the appearance of the back of my nuts, so it was okay. Yeah, recently I went on for Hanshin, and, like, it was crazy. I was just, like, in the scene, and I just, wrong words slipped out of my mouth, and they were words from, like, an earlier part of, it was during the masturbation scene, and I said, like, the truth is, instead of don't you see, and it completely threw me off, and, like, I was just, like, I had to, like, just breathe and, like, just, like, wait for the words to come, but it like, I mean, and I was told, like, it wasn't that long, but it felt like an hour of, like, just, like, praying, and that's so hard, because, like, you know, like, there's all these light cues, and, like, the adult man stands up, and they're all taking their cue off of you, so those are embarrassing.
Okay. What's your favorite song to perform in the show?
I think all around across the board totally fucked, because it's just like, for the characters that I cover anyway, like, it's just like consistently, like, it's just like so much fun in any character to do that.
Fun song to listen to, I can imagine performing it.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't cover Morris, but I love the bitch of it. Like, I love watching it every night. That's like, it's just like, yeah, I don't know why, it's just like so empowering, and it's just, it's awesome. So the, yeah, I'd say totally fun.
That's one of my favorite songs. Do you expect to see more theatrical work from you after this, or are you going to kind of like start looking for other things?
Hopefully. I mean, you never can tell, like, where things are going to go. Like, you can watch me on Gossip Girl on the 21st and the 28th.
It's really depending.
Oh, right. But, no, I mean, I'm just auditioning, like, and I'll probably stick with this until something else comes along. But, yeah, I mean, that's the goal.
How did the Gossip Girl role come about?
It was just like, I mean, it was just like any other audition. My agent just got me an appointment with those people. That casting director actually was the same casting director I had just auditioned for something else, and I'd gotten quite a few like callbacks for that play called Good Boys and True. It's down at Second Stage. It's really awesome. You should go see it. Yeah, so I auditioned a bunch for that, and I did not end up getting it, but the same casting director was still casting, I don't know, I guess Gossip Girl in general, or maybe, like, this episode, or... So I just went in, and it was like a last-minute audition, and I just read, and a week later, my agent said that I had gotten it.
Great. What was it like to film up with the show?
Well, so far it's been like surprisingly like smooth and convenient. Like, I mean, you know, like I didn't have to take any time off from the show. I filmed right here in New York. It actually a lot. Their studio is in Queens, where I live, like, you know, like 15 minutes away. So, but yesterday actually I had like a 12-hour shoot, so I had to miss the show. But it's a lot because, you know, like, filming to wake up early a lot. And this show, like, you get out of the show at like 11:30, so it would be tough to balance for a long time, but I assume for the just 3 weeks that I'll be doing it, like, it's really fun.
Okay, that's cool. Do you prefer working in the theater, or would you do this?
You know, I don't really, like, prefer one over the other, like, from an artistic standpoint. Like, I am really interested in film, just because I love the idea of just, like, originating something that's never been created before, but it's, I mean, like, they're totally different. Like, I don't think I would want to just do one and not the other, but, yeah.
Can you give us any insider information about your character, or, like, you know, what you'll be doing? Or?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit. I play an overprivileged white guy from New York, it's cool. I really like it. I actually was told specifically, like, not to, just because there's, like, stuff coming up that, like, I guess I want to keep it as, like, surprise as possible, but it's a cool part. It was really fun.
Okay. So are there any other future projects you should be looking out for?
Now, but I mean, I'm sure just I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Good. So, why don't you talk a little about your band, Following Sweet?
I really like it. I think it was like the winter of my my freshman year of college, and I was home on vacation, and me and my friend Sam from high school were just like, we had been in like bands together before, like in high school, and those I guess we had decided not to pursue anymore, like once I went to college. But so we were just like playing instruments in his basement, and he had this like foot long, like 20 $20 keyboard. It's like a piece of crap, and from like the early 90s, and it sounded terrible. It was like the pitches weren't even like really right. And, but we were like, what if we recorded like some music and like just wrote some songs with this and just like did like crappy recordings of them and pretended to be British and wrote about like pretentious subjects. And we did that. We recorded like six songs and just on his little microphone on his computer. And it turned out that we were actually like, we thought like if we actually like recorded these like with some level of decent quality, like it would be worth doing. And then pretty much simultaneously, we had two other friends who heard it and said that they would be interested in like, you know, playing other instruments. So, because the original one was just me and this my friend Sam, and like we were both switching off of the keyboard and guitars. So I signed on as vocals, Sam was guitar. Our friend Julian got on bass, and our friend Chris got on keyboards. And then recently, we've got a new guy who's our other friend. We all went to SIM High School, and he's on a second guitar. And then our drummer is basically like a drum machine that we named Rhythm P. Brosberry. And, yeah.
It's on iTunes now.
Yeah, our second album is on iTunes, and we're gonna definitely try to put the first one out too, because it's worth it. I think it's really good, but I mean, it's a little bit rougher. And then we're working on new stuff. It's a little hard because we're all geographically like scattered. Like Sam is in Edinburgh, Scotland, at college, and then the rest of my friends are like, around Maryland, and I'm here doing this show 24/7 practically. And, but yeah.
That's cool. What do you like about the music aspect of your career that you don't get from acting?
I've always been interested in music just like as a separate entity. I can't really describe what I like about it. It's just like something that appeals to me as a creative medium, and I don't know.
Okay. Would you try and pursue music like further, like make like a following or large career?
Well, I would definitely be interested in pursuing Bubble and Squeak. Like, I just have no idea, like on a large scale, if like anybody would be interested in like signing us. Like, I don't know. This country is weird about like music that they embrace. Like, they don't tend to like things that are like facetious. So like, I don't know if the whole like writing songs about dancing in the squash patch and like robots that feel emotion and like just like ridiculous things, like I don't know if that could ever like be popular on a large scale, but I'm really into it, and like everyone I play it for at least pretends to really like it, so I mean, yeah.
I thought it was good. I listened to it on iTunes. I liked it. Do you have any hobbies outside of theater and like the band?
It's weird because until recently I would have considered those things hobbies, but now they're like what I do. What I do. I love. I do music outside of the band as a hobby. Like, I play guitar, and I love prank calls. I'm actually, like, thinking about, like, trying to, like, record a bunch, because I love them so much. When they're done well, they're just great. So that might be one. Yeah. I like movies. I like going to movies. Who doesn't?
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, God, I can't. I don't know.
Top five?
What?
A top five list?
Oh, top five? I don't even know if I can whittle it down to that. It's like, you know, like, I've just seen so many. But, yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give to others who want to break into, like, the theater business?
It's weird because it's so hard, and yet it's like it's just like being at the right place at the right time, but and that aspect you can't control. So like it's important to like know that like if you're not getting a job or whatever, like it's not necessarily about your ability. It's just like you're not in the right place at the right time, or there's someone who they like better for that particular like thing. And it's really hard. Like I just sometimes think like if I hadn't been so lucky, like how I would have dealt with all like the rejection and it's hard. But I mean just being in the right place at the right time, and then just being the best you can be. Like I would definitely recommend getting some kind of training, because you know, you end up like taking some and leaving some, but I'm so glad that I went to college for it, because it just opened my eyes to like so many like bad habits I had, and just like things that I could improve about myself and ways to like open myself up to the world. And so I would recommend that, but most of all I just think like find some kind of way to just like be happy, and like don't beat yourself up or let it like go to your head if like you're not if you're getting a lot of rejection.
That's good advice. So 3 seconds way over, but this question came to me. Spring Awakening was your first Broadway audition then?
Yeah, I know. It sounds so ridiculous, but yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
You're still lucky.
I am so fortunate, and I just like happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I did the best I could, and it worked out.
That's great.
And that just happens.
Wow.
I know.
Pretty cool. Is there anything you'd like to add or say to your fans?
I have fans. What's up?
Well, that's the interview, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. Sorry for the audio quality. We were in a very busy Starbucks. But I hope you got the best out of it. Again, you can catch Jesse on Gossip Girl on Mondays at 8 o'clock on the CW 11. He's only going to be on it for a few weeks, so make sure to watch it while you can. And we will catch you next time on Broadway.